Moraville, December 21st, 2007, on microphone Marlenka in studio Andrea. The weather today in Moraville is sunny. The roads are beginning to dry a bit around the edges of the puddles. The wind is 15 kilometers per hour coming from the northeast. There's only a 40% chance of rain, and temperatures range between 25 and 27 degrees. Forecast for the weekend gives a chance of rain. Temperatures running between 24 and 28 degrees, but winds out of the northeast increase to 21 kilometers per hour. The President of India, Pratibha Devi Singh Patil, will honor Moraville with a visit tomorrow. Renowned dancer Sonal Mansingh will visit Moraville to speak about the aesthetics of Indian dance at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity in Bharat Nevis, December 22nd at 5 p.m. A Christmas celebration at Visitor Center on December 24th. The program starts at 6:30 p.m. with children singing and playing on instruments, followed by Christmas songs and finishing with a short concert by Alexander Zikarev. Please bring a cake or biscuits to share a Christmas sweet together. The Christmas dinner will be served at 8:30 p.m. Please book in advance at the cafeteria desk or by email visitorcenter@oroville.org.in. Synergy Shakti at Kalakendra on December 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. Odissi dance with Madhu Mita and gestural painting with KT. Painters and dancers are welcome to share in the improvisation. An artistic hat performance with Arlette. During the Moraville International Meeting in Montreal last September, it was agreed to participate in the upcoming 40th birthday celebration. The participants initially took up the idea of a soil ceremony, which had been proposed during the previous months in Moraville among the birthday organizers. The vision was to create an event which would capture the spirit of Moraville and its aspiration for unity. What emerged after reflection is an event called the Unity Kolam Ceremony. The idea is to gather samples of sand from countries all over the world, such as sacred places, intentional communities, nature parks, and the like. During the birthday celebration, these earth samples will be ceremoniously placed in a kolam pattern that will integrate the Moraville symbol. The peak of the event will be a dismantling ceremony that involves sweeping together the soils of the world as a symbol of unity and redistributing them in beautiful gift packets made in Moraville, symbolizing Moraville's outreach to the world. Everyone is invited to contribute through family, friends, visitors to Moraville, a minimum of a cupful of sand. That's about 200 grams. A handful of sand, hopefully in a specific color, shades like black volcanic, white beach sand, red ochre, yellow clay, etc., may be deposited or sent to Moraville Town Hall Reception, Unity Kolam Ceremony, Moraville 605101, Tamil Nadu, India. These samples will be carefully stored in preparation for the event, and it is important to label each sample with an email ID of the person who collected the sample, a clear description of the place, including any special features or qualities, date of collection, and, if possible, a digital photo. These descriptions and digital photos may be sent via email to avfortieth@gmail.com. A website is being prepared which will show visually the points of collection and help to track the samples are being obtained from as many places as possible. For further information about this ceremony, contact AVI representatives Kathy, Biggie, or Olivier at oroville.org.in. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Oravillians on microphone Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.